11 Hamilton Boulevard.
Survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. Well, there's 13 shows left before we're going to do the drawing for the brand new Heritage Rough Rider revolver. And a secondary drawing will be for a brick of 22 long rifle ammo, and a third one will be for a custom-made duck call. And all you got to do is call in, tell us a good story, take part in the show somehow, and we'll get you entered for that revolver. And there's only 13 shows left, and we're going to make that drawing. And we really don't have all that many entries so far, so the odds are pretty good. And the other day I was, I was thinking about minnows, which most people do. I don't know, I was reading something where they were using minnows and catching bass off of minnows this last week. Well, anyway, I remember one time when we were kids, my brother and I, Dad's buddy came over, and we went out and we seined a bunch of minnows before we went fishing. Well, for some reason, the minnow bucket in my dad's friend's car had got tipped over in the trunk. And in his infinite wisdom, he thought that maybe that was our fault, so he left it up to us to clean up the minnows. Well, we seen the cats there, and it's like, well, that's logical. We'll just grab the cats and throw them in the trunk and close it up for a while, and they'll clean up those minnows. Problem is, we forgot about the cats, and he drove away. And a couple days later, he had went out to use that car, and he could hear the cats in the trunk meowing. And, well, long story short, they did a good job of cleaning up the minnows, but, cats on a strict diet of only minnows for 2 days, they left their own mess.
I was going to say, I'm surprised the cats were even still alive.
Oh, yeah, cats are tough, you know. But anyway, cleaning up the cat poo was worse than cleaning up the minnows. So, FYI, if you're going to use cats to clean up a spilled minnow bucket in the trunk of a car, take them out of there when they're all done before, don't wait a couple days.
Or trade your car in.
Well, you can do that. Yeah. Well, I bet that smelled, I couldn't imagine if they didn't get all of the minnows, because you combine the smell of rotting minnows with the smell of the cat poo. Yeah, you'd have to sell that car. But anyway, the early teal season is open, and teal are the smallest species of ducks in the world. What we're looking for is how many species of teal are native to North America, 1, 2, or 3. And your duck hunters out there will, they know of the two, but the question for them will be, is there a third one that's native to North America? Two of them are quite common, and you see them all the time in the Siouxland area here. But anyway, how many species of teal are native to North America, 1, 2, or 3? And the phone number there is 239-2101. And up for grabs in the prize pack, we have an ostrich meat stick and the Second Amendment copper coin, and plus the incredible fame and glory that comes along with being an Outdoors with John trivia winner. This Tuesday night, the 17th, at 7 p.m. at the Fireside Restaurant and Lounge in Anthon will be an Iowa Concealed Carry class. And that class will be good for new applicants of a concealed carry permit for the state of Iowa, or for a renewal of that permit. And that will be this Tuesday night at the Fireside Lounge in Anthon, Iowa at 7 p.m. No need to pre-register, just show up. And pretty neat deal. You can learn about firearms, maybe stick around and have a steak. Two of the things that the liberals hate the most about us kind of people: firearms and eating meat. If you missed the monarch tagging at the Sioux City Prairie last week, there's going to be another one done at the Cherokee Middle School in Cherokee, Iowa, Sunday, September 22nd. And that'll be from 2 to 3 p.m., and it will be conducted by the Cherokee County Conservation Board. So you can show up September 22nd at the Cherokee Middle School and watch them tag monarch butterflies. Skyline Lodge in Pearl Falls also has some openings yet for the grouse season, which runs up till October 31st. And it's only $450 per person for a one-week stay, and that includes all amenities. You also get a boat and gas included in that $450 if you want to do some fishing in either in the afternoon or the morning. You go out, whack a few grouse, and then spend the rest of the day fishing. October 1st is going to be the Siouxland Big Give, and I think they've gave details about this on the station through this week. Where it really, I guess, pertains to me is the Plymouth County Conservation Foundation is one of the nonprofits that you can donate to in this Siouxland Big Give. And what they're trying to do there is they've got a Hillview Recreation Area Improvement Project, and they're looking, they've added 300 acres to the park there, and they want to return that 300 acres to its natural state by seeding it with native prairie grasses. They had another part of the park where they redid that, and they reseeded it with prairie grasses, and that's actually what they use to feed the elk at Hillview during the year. They have a guy comes in, bales that that prairie hay, and he takes half of it for baling it, and they leave the other half there to feed the elk. And so we're going to have more details about that in the coming weeks. And did we have a winner for our trivia, Scott? I think we probably did.
It was Mike Mahaney of Sioux City correctly identified three species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the green-winged teal and the blue-winged teal are the most common. And right now you're seeing a lot of blue wings around. That's what they're going to hunt during that that early season. And then also there's a cinnamon teal that is found throughout the central U.S. is where they're listed. But to be honest with you, I have never seen a cinnamon teal here. You see them in Texas a lot, but I've never seen them around our area here. So, I don't know. The Iowa DNR lists them as one of the species that's eligible for hunting during this early teal season. It'd be the green wing, blue wings, and the cinnamon. But like I say, I've never seen a cinnamon teal in this area. Oh, maybe somebody else has, and they can give us a call and tell us about it. Well, let's see. Other stuff coming up. That's really about it. I think this weekend's the expo up there at Ponca State Park, I believe. I'm not sure when all that stuff starts. They got all kinds of things going on.
Isn't that next weekend?
Was it next weekend or
I
this
think
weekend?
So. I think it's usually the weekend of the 21st.
It would be next weekend. I know the Tri-State Public Range Association guys were up there volunteering to clean up the park last weekend. And maybe they're up there again this weekend. I don't know. Could be. Let's see. Well, that's really about all I have. Let's take our break, and then when we come back, we'll be. We'll see if we can get Dave on the line from Beginner's Luck in Lamar's, Iowa.
All right, we'll be right back. 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
You know how you can find out all about Tyson Fresh Meats? Ask the people who are applying for work.
Brought me out was more opportunity and higher pay.
And now Tyson announces a new higher hourly wage, $16.60.
A great experience to work with various people, a great challenge, and we're here making good food. Making a difference.
At Tyson, everybody's looking for a future.
Hopefully someday moving to management.
And now with a new higher hourly wage of $16.60, it's a great place to work.
Really a big happy family here. There's lots of people willing to help out to kind of go above and beyond.
Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, disability, or veteran status. Come on, join the team. Now with a higher hourly wage. Come to the job fair, 8 to 4 Tuesdays in Dakota City.
There is so much happening at the 15th Annual Missouri River Outdoor Expo. Kids can try their hand at log rolling, ropes obstacle course, rock climbing wall, youth fishing 101, and so much more. Enjoy live fish at the Missouri River fish tanks, shooting sports, live animals, 90 hands-on activities, vendors, entertainers like Axe Women Loggers Maine, and survival skills demonstrations. It all happens at Ponca State Park, Saturday, September 21st and Sunday, September 22nd. For more information, visit MissouriRiverOutdoorExpo.com. A park vehicle permit is required.
If you've been thinking about some DeWalt additions or upgrades, today is a good day to go to Baumgars in Sioux City. Buy a DeWalt bucket anytime, all day, and fill it up with 30% off regular price DeWalt accessories, abrasives, hand tools, and mechanics tools. Stop by between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today for more hot DeWalt deals at both Sioux City stores. Plus, you can try the DeWalt Racing Simulator at the Gordon Drive store from 10 till 2 for a chance to win a DeWalt Tough System radio charger.
Big John. Well, we're back. Did we get David on the line here?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm here.
Good morning. Hey, how's things going up there in Lamar? Is you getting some rain yet?
No, but it doesn't look like it's too far away.
Yeah, it's kind of menacing everywhere. Hey, reason I called, up there at Beginner's Luck Tackle and Supply, you have an end-of-summer clearance sale going on.
And yes, I do.
I'm just kind of curious what kind of stuff you got left.
Well, I've actually got quite a bit of stuff. I got, if you are a crankbait guy and like to pull crankbaits for walleyes in the fall, I got some exclusive colors made. I got some of those left. I got some quantum reels and rods left. I got quite a bit of stuff left. Fishing's getting good.
What do you mean you had some custom colors made on the crankbaits?
Some custom colors I have made every year. They're just some color patterns that I throw together, and I have a couple companies that paint them up for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of interesting. What kind of color contrast do you have?
I got some blue combo, some blue and green. I got some chartreuse color combinations, some blue and reds. The blues are the most popular one locally. Storm Lake has been a pretty good producer this year for my blue ones. And Spirit Lake has actually done pretty decent on the ones that I've sold to the Spirit Lake guys. I've had some good reviews on them.
Yeah, I've actually used blue shaded crankbaits before on bass fishing, which for
yes, they do work good. Blue is a good color.
I mean, for years I would never get away from either my perch colored or my black and gold ones, and I don't know, one day nothing was really working so good, and I tied on a blue deep diver and flung it out in a farm pond. Boy, I had a lot of luck until some damn fish took it from me.
Yeah, blue works good in clear and dirty water. It's one of the most popular colors out there.
And speaking of which, you know, the ponds are pretty much mucked over right now. I mean, what kind of stuff should a guy be using to try to get them bass up out of the moss other than, like, weedless frogs or something?
Right now, the most popular locally are, like, your buzz baits, your chatter baits, and a lot of your weedless plastic worms that seem to be working best locally here.
The chatter baits, I guess. I'm familiar with the buzz bait, which, you know, flops up on the top and kind of a big blade. The chatter baits, are them just the crank baits that have the noisemakers inside the bodies, or?
Actually, it's kind of a combination of a buzz bait and a spinner bait. It's got a flat style spinner on the top. When you go to throw it out and reel it back to you, it really chatters the top.
And it's
The golf course pond here in town is one of the most popular destinations for the locals. And the few that I've sold to them, they've been working extremely well. It's a top water bait. You can use it as a top water. Or if you want to go a little bit slower to keep it a little bit further down, that works also.
The golf course allows fishing there in Lamar's?
Yeah.
Really? I wonder if they'll let me put a duck blind on there.
That I'm not really sure.
You think we might be pressing our luck? Because, hey, you know, because next weekend that early goose season opens in Iowa, and that'd be a great place to put out a few deeks is on that golf course pond, wouldn't it?
Yes, there would be. There's a lot of them out there.
I think the only better place would be to at the Pizza Hut down in Ida Grove, where they got that dock that goes out over the pond. That thing is always loaded with geese too. I think we could get our limit there in a short amount of time too.
I think you probably could very, very quickly.
You were exploring the idea of getting hunting and fishing licenses there at Beginner's Luck for sale. Did you go through with that deal or?
Yes, actually, my application did get approved. My equipment is on its way, so hopefully within the next couple weeks I will be able to get that up and going and sell a hunting and fishing license in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, that's cool, because I think the only other place in Lamar's probably is Walmart.
That is correct.
So, and a lot of people don't really like Walmart all that much. I guess on a necessity, I go in there, but I'd much rather go somewhere else and get stuff like that.
Well, it seems like when you go to Walmart after a hunting and fishing license, you got to wait forever.
Well, and then you get some knucklehead that doesn't even know what they're selling.
That's true.
I mean, you really got to watch it. I mean, I've gone to places like that and got like a deer tag before, and then you look at it and it's like, this isn't anything at all like I wanted, you know, and boy, then it's just a major tragedy in their lives because, you know, you make them cancel out that and start over again. But
yeah,
I mean,
it's a very time consuming process. It seems like anymore. I have people come in and talk to me and they say the same thing. So hopefully in the next 1 to 2 weeks, get the equipment here, get it all set up, and I will be live.
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge windfall on your part because every license you write, I think the state lets you keep 50 cents.
Yeah, something like that.
It's more of a service when people are doing that because I tell you what, it's just a crock. I can't believe that the DNR only allows that amount of money. I mean, your time isn't worth more than that, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Us bait shop owners don't make a whole lot of money with it, but, you know, it gets people in, gets your products out, and get, you know, it makes it a convenience. So
yeah.
I'm excited to get it up and running.
Oh, and it is. It is a heck of a convenience. It's really good. You know, as far as baits right now, I think I saw on your Facebook page where the guys are using live minnows for bass right now.
Yeah, the bass locally here are hitting the minnows. You go up to the Iowa Great Lakes area. The water's starting to cool down, so it's transitioning over from a nightcrawler bite to a minnow bite. They are still getting some nice fish on Spirit Lake on crawlers. Towards later in the afternoon, evening time, I've heard reports of guys using minnows, starting to work the shallow areas a little bit up there. I've heard reviews on people doing pretty good doing that way. So as the water gets cooler, it's going to transition from a crawler to a minnow bite if you're after walleyes, if you're after panfish, red worms, wigglers, and wax worms. It'll gradually go from a crawler bite to those. And then your bass, it'll be your plastics, and then your lipless crankbaits once the weeds start going down, your chatterbaits, your spinnerbaits. Those all work very good in the fall.
Yeah, and right now, if you're a bluegill fisherman, if you cannot catch a bluegill on a grasshopper right now, there is something wrong with you drastically.
Yes.
I mean, you don't need anything else, just a bear hook and a grasshopper and fling it out there and hold on.
Fall time is the best time for any species of fish. Your bass, all your panfish, your bass, your walleyes, the water gets cooler. They're going to start putting the feed bag on for the winter time. So as the water gets cool, fishing's only going to get better from here on out.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, have you heard anything new about what's going on up at Lynn Grove with the river being ruined up there?
I have not heard a lot. I did talk to a reliable source that lives in Lynn Grove yesterday, and he says that DNR starting next year is going to reconstruction everything up there, and they're going to re-divert the river back to its normal channel starting next year. He says it's going to be probably a 4 or 5 year process.
Yeah.
But they are going to repair it.
Had you heard whether or not MidAmerican Energy is going to be on the hook there? Because what I had heard is MidAmerican Energy tried to replace a gas line that goes under the river there, and they made a dredge cut over there, and the water got into that cut, and that's what it blew it out and sent the channel out and around the dam.
I have not heard anything about MidAmerican. I did hear something a little bit about that, but they didn't get in too much detail with it, so that I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe somebody else out there knows, what happened. But the fact is that the river does not go over the dam anymore there at Lynn Grove, the Little Sioux River. It goes out and around, and it actually comes down through the old channel that the grist mill, I think, at one time was sitting on.
Yeah, it goes from the southeast corner of the river. It goes around. I've talked to a few guys that's been up there, and they said fishing isn't all that great right now. And they're catching a few pike, a few catfish, but I don't know. It's going to be a different situation this year due to the river channel change the way it did after the flooding. I'll be curious to see what the walleye guys, once the water gets a little bit cooler and they start going up and trying to catch them.
Yeah, I know there's
I talk to them a little bit and see what they say.
And I have heard guys are catching a few walleyes on the Little Sioux River south. Probably down through all between probably anywhere between like Quimby down to Smithland. They've been picking up a few walleyes there on the Little Sioux River, mostly using spinners or twisters, like
yeah.
Mr. Twister type baits and stuff.
Yeah, they have been. I've had a couple guys tell me that north of Larrabee, northeast of Larrabee, they're starting to get a few, not a whole lot yet. But water gets cool, the water starts getting colder, it's only going to get better. I haven't heard the latest water temperature on the river system around here. Last I heard up at the lakes, it was 69 on Spirit, like 73 on East and West, and Silver Lake was at 71 on last Saturday, so... You get some cooler weather in here, the nights get cool, fishing's going to get really good.
Sure, and before you know it, we'll be drilling holes in the ice.
Can't wait.
Seems pretty early. Are you gonna rent out ice fishing gear at Beginner's Luck Tackle and Supply again this year?
Yeah. Yep, I'll have rental gear. I'll have shack set up. I got augers. I got electronics. So if you're in the market to try the ice fishing world and never done it, stop in, let me know. And I will get you all the equipment that you need to get you started.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a deal because you can decide whether or not you like the sport before you spend hundreds of dollars. Anyway, how do they get a hold of you up there, Dave?
Phone number is 712-540-1825. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So feel free to contact me. Also, I got an email, which is beginnersluck.17@gmail.com.
Excellent. And right there in Lamar's, Iowa, at 1005 2nd Street Southeast. And,
yep, that is correct.
Well, hey, it's always nice to talk to you, David. Hey, by the way, those night crawlers you sold me that we took up to Canada were some of the best crawlers I'd ever had.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Till next week, folks. Thanks for listening.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.